case number 10673, Bruce Samzow, west of Road 362, south of Mahogany Street, being lot 18, section 4, parcel B, block K, within Shady Dell Park development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
You get
not just yet. I'm going to present. I don't need to swear, do I?
No.
You had to think about that. Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Swearing at you. But
swearing. My wife does that. I'm here to represent Mr. Samzow, and that's how you pronounce it. He's Bruce right behind me here. He actually is originally from Baltimore, but has owned this property. Not this particular lot, but has been in Shady Dell for over 35 years or thereabouts. He's asking for a 3.5-foot setback and a 5-foot side yard setback to put a shed in there. So there would be a 1.5 feet between the border of the property and the shed. And I have just a picture. It's kind of grainy, if I could submit to you, but it shows the shed on the left and the edge of the deck on the right. Could I submit that, Mr. Chairman?
Sure. Well, opposite end, you know better than that.
Some of you are familiar with Shady Dell. It's an old subdivision. Although it's a manufactured home, there are a fair amount of stick-built properties in there. You're probably tired of hearing how unique all these lots are, but I can tell you this particular one is, and what you can see in the picture is it's only 75 feet wide, and the trailer on there is about 30 years old, and it's 14 by 60. And although it's kind of a rough sketch, you do have a sketch that was allowed to be submitted of the property and where the shed will be located or is located, another shed and a trailer. I don't think what that really depicts as well is the trailer's right in the middle of the lot. So you have a 75-foot wide lot, fairly deep, 135, but they put the shed right in the middle. And then there's a 10-foot deck on the side where he wants to put the shed. So he doesn't have much room on that side to start with. The property is also unique in a fortunate way in that it has a fair amount of really nice mature trees. It's got, I think, two full-size oaks, and you see, three, and you have some full-size pine trees in there, which makes it very difficult to place a shed. And this shed's not huge, but it's 12 by 20 feet, makes it difficult to place in another location. The shed is necessary for Mr. Samzow because although he was a member of, still is, of Local 355, which is a truckers union, and actually drove a lot for like movie companies and stuff like that, but he also has a side hobby slash business of repairing furniture. So he's got this 30-year-old trailer that's 14 by 60, but he, for his equipment, for refinishing furniture and things like that, it's difficult to store it. So by allowing this shed of this size in this area, it gives them the opportunity to store that equipment in a safe, neat, and a clean environment. As I already mentioned, it would be very difficult to place this shed in another position because of the trees and because you have a 14-foot trailer wide in the middle of 75 feet. That leaves you 30 on either side. There are trees on one side. You have a 10-foot deck on the other side, which is his backyard, which is where he'd naturally put it. It's actually a side yard. So that basically leaves you 20 feet. So if you put the 12-foot shed within the 5-foot setback, it would leave you approximately 4 or 5 to 6 feet between the end of the deck and the doors where they open the shed. So if you look at that picture, if it were 3.5 feet closer, in fact, when you open the doors, it would actually make it very difficult to use, if not possible, the backyard with the doors open because it would shut it off.
Is it already in place?
Yes, it is.
How did that happen?
Well, Mr. Samzow might be able to testify more clearly to that. It's been there for approximately 2 years. It was delivered And then, in fact, somebody told him, I think you may need a variance. It wasn't anybody that was hostile or adverse. That's one reason he's before you. He got his building permit and apparently signed it and sent in the check. Also, because the trailer's so old, he's considering getting one a little wider, a little newer, so we start to, you know, pay attention more to distances and spaces. And, you know, quite innocently, he learned, and you see in your pictures that are submitted in your file, I think, you can see where that line's drawn, that he discovered it's 1.5 feet. And that's when he knocked on the door of Fuquay Yuri and Willard, and after he applied for this and said, you know, can you come over and present this? But Mr. Burrell, if you want to ask him more questions on that, he's available. But it's been there for some time, so I guess when we deal with the issue of he didn't create it himself, he didn't create the trees and the depth of the trailer and the position of the trailer himself. And when I reviewed your file, I did note that on the assessment page, and perhaps you know this or can take notice of it, that there have been quite a few variances issued in this particular park, Shady Dell. And in fact, his neighbor who's not there, who would be most immediately affected by, I don't know if you heard from him, I didn't see a letter in there, I don't believe he's here tonight. And in fact, I think one position we have is, because that's his backyard, a back door entrance, doesn't use it much, there's a big bright light there, that it actually enhances some privacy for both residents, him for his back deck and also the gentleman that lives next door. And we do believe that this is a minimum variance because he's allowing at least 1.5 feet on one side, so he'll be able to service, paint, take care of the shed, but also allow him to have that space between his deck and the shed so he can open his doors and at least have a backyard. Mm-hmm. I've prepared, or let me call Mr. Zamzel up first. There may be some questions for you. You'll need to test or swear first.
State your name and address, please.
Bruce Zamzel, 37586 Mahogany Street, Ocean View.
All right, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Zamzel, come on over here for a sec. Just a couple quick questions. Do you own lot 18-37586 Mahogany
yes.
Street?
Yes.
In this neighborhood, Shady Dell?
Yes.
And you've actually been in this park for about 30-some years?
Yes.
Okay, and is it correct that you're asking this board to give you a 3.5-foot variance so you can position this 12 and 20?
Yes.
Which is already there?
Yeah.
Correct? And Mr. Burrell had asked how long it had been there. How long has it been there?
A couple of years. And I wasn't even aware you had to have a permit for something that wasn't, it didn't have a foundation because it's sitting on block, you know?
Your attorney said something about you having a permit.
I do now.
You brought it in without a permit?
Yeah, I had no idea I was supposed to even have a permit. And then somebody says, you're supposed to have a permit for that. I said, I know? He said, yes. So I came up and, came up and got
it. When was that?
A couple of months ago, 3-4 months ago. That's when I found out. I had no idea. No idea.
Apparently.
Who did you purchase it from?
What, the shed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Delmarva Sheds. Up the road here.
And they never raised the question, do you have a permit?
No, he never said a word.
Pretty handy, Mr. Zamzel.
Yeah, I've done a fair furniture.
Could you put sliding doors on the shed instead of
one? No, it's not built like that. You couldn't do it. It's got to have the barn doors. I can get the stuff in and out. They're wide.
You put sliders on there so you can open it that way?
I probably don't have the room on the inside because I think it's packed with stuff. Tools and a million tools in there.
You have a choice between moving the shed off the property or putting sliding doors. You think you could do it?
I'd have to do something. I don't know what. I don't know if sliding doors would work, but I might give it a shot, I guess.
Sir, can you reverse the shed around?
Excuse me?
Can you reverse the shed around?
Can I move it?
Just turn it around and make the doors go to the back.
No. I wouldn't want to do that because of the fact of the amount of stuff that's in there, a lot of valuable stuff in there. If it was back by, like behind the trailer, I'd be afraid somebody'd get in there. You know what I mean? It's probably got $10,000 worth of tools in it. You know, and it ain't much, it's pretty easy getting something like that. You know, I'd be a little afraid of that. I like it right there where I can see the doors and keep an eye on it. You know, I can look at the window and I can see it. You know what I mean? And it's got a lot of tools in it. A lot of valuable stuff, and I don't know, I just like where it is. I inadvertently put it where it is because I thought the line was further over. I thought it was good. There's a little line of trees like right behind it. I thought my line was over here. And then I'm finding out when they did something to the trailer behind me, put a new one in there, and they laid his out. His is exactly the same as mine as far as lines. And I looked in there and I said, wow, look where that is. And I took a string and run from his all the way up to the front of mine. I said, holy hell, I'm way over. I'm too far over. I didn't realize that until I did that. You know, and I was like, I'm about a foot and a half from the line. He's only 10 foot from the line with his trailer, you know, behind that. And it gives me some privacy also from his place, his back door and lights and all that when he opens his, turns the light on and stuff too. That's another thing I really liked about it. So.
He has no problem with the shed?
No.
I think, you know, I know you gentlemen don't like to see things coming in hindsight, but I think as things unraveled, Mr. Zamzow is trying to correct a mistake. And when you look at this lot, for the reasons stated, I think there are ample reasons, you know, the tightness of it, where his deck is built, the trees, which are a good thing.
There's actually one big oak tree in front of it, like the corner's like right here. And the tree's like right there, like 6 inches in front of it. You know what I mean? It's in the way, sort of.
But the sliding doors is a good point to the extent I raised it as a problem because it would intrude in the space. But when you're talking about 20 feet and then a 10-foot deck, and if it's 12 feet wide, you know, even if it's moved 5 feet in, just the ability to be able to maneuver around and get, you know, have bigger equipment in there or whatever. It's just 3.5 feet can make a significant difference if you're trying to, you know, fix up an antique couch or something like that. I've prepared for the record a proposed finding of facts. I'll hand up to Mr. Burrow if that's all right. Or this one.
Yeah. Did I understand he said he was looking at a new mobile home?
Yeah, I'm looking at another one.
Looking at another one? Well, is it going to have a deck on it? Is the deck going to change?
No, it'll stay the same. There's enough room where the deck is right now to put another trailer right next to it. I'm going to pull mine out and put one right in the same spot.
Same footprints. I need the deck there.
Yeah. It's not affixed to the trailer. It's a freestanding deck. And it was there when I bought the place. So I just fixed up a little bit. But it wouldn't be moved. It would stay right where it is because it's into the ground.
I didn't know if that would change anything or not when you put a new trailer in and you have more room to move your shed up or anything.
Well, no, because the deck's here and the trailer's on this side of the deck. I'd pull that one out, put another one right in, the deck wouldn't move because it's into the ground. It's into the mat.
Okay.
The post.
You can start them down there, I guess.
Please.
So no other questions. That's all we have.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Oh, okay. Maybe this is a minute. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,673 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,673 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carried. The case has been taken under advisement. You may stay if you like. There may be a decision made later on this evening, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? Thank you.